Yes, often on the toy show, we had little girls and boys who would turn out to be somebody later in life. And in the late 80s, early 90s, a bunch of little people left quite the impression indeed. Roll it there. Welcome back. Lego friends. Every year Lego is the thing. And Lego City is the new craze. And reviewing this one is little Leo from Castleknock. How are you, sir?
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Look at all this mess here. You've had all this time and it's just a mess.
Yeah.
You haven't built a single Lego house.
Yeah, it was like that when I got here. Why don't I ask some of the POV kids what they've been doing?
Oh.
I've been reading third year books and I'm only in sixth class.
Well done. And what's in your Santa list?
What I want is a Thatcher poster, Thatcher biography, and a lock of her hair because she's so cool and stuff.
Lovely. And over here is another Sonny from Ranla.
Loser.
Owen, hello, Sonny.
Hi, Mr. Bird, sir. My granddad says hi.
Oh, yes, Russell Murphy. Lovely man.
Yeah, like I've seen your spreadsheets. You really need to have a look at that.
You cheeky little scut. Have you met little Leo, by the way, Owen?
Hey, man, I'm in the same class as you. High five me.
Ew, get away from me, you pov.
Oh, man, that was my face. Does that mean you're my friend now?
Wow, that felt so good. What is this I'm feeling? Dominance? How this dribbling idiot seems to admire me somehow.
Lovely,
wow.
Boys, thank you.
Don't patronise me, Byrne. You're from Rialto. Gross.
Don't encourage him. Over here to our next reviewer, Mary Lou from Churchtown. What have we got there?
Well, first of all, because I'm a girl, I was given terrible toys to review.
Oh, dear.
Fashion wheel, Spirograph.
Yes.
Give me a break.
And baby wee wee, of course.
As if some baby that wees itself like some of the other kids do when I talk down to them. Whatever.
Well, why don't I give you Action Man here? He's armed and everything.
I don't want that one.
Well, now, it's a talking one. If I just press this here.
I did not enter. You.
How about it?
I said I don't want it.
Okay, well done, Mary Lou. Let's have a look at the kids on their motors. Look at this fella in his model Mercedes-Benz.
So boring. I hate it when you show all the slow, culty kids.
I'm not slow. I'm just from Cork.
Culty.
Posh Cork.
Loser.
Well done, Simon.
Oh, no.
He's crashed.
Dear, oh, dear. Now, every year, the best gift to give a child is the gift of reading. And joining me now, from the north side of Dublin.
Yeah, the pov side, more like.
Don't mind them, Pascal. Hello, Sonny.
Thank you very much for having me on the telly.
Now, what books did you like?
Well, this book here cost $12.99, so I didn't like that one.
Yes, but what was it about?
This book was way better. It was only £1.99. Very good value. And if you keep the sticker on it, you can read it and then leave it back and get your £1.99 back so you can hoard the money and spend it only when you need votes.
Votes? You mean sweets?
No, I don't.
No.
I only have a certain amount of pocket money.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't be like that. It's time for the Super Soaker. Here we go.
Yeah,
we
water go. Cannon, the toy show audience, they're a disgrace. All they want is free stuff and they don't want to pay for anything. Typical povs. Get them good, Gabo. Toy show cheats cheat us all.
I think it's your turn, little Leo.
What?
There we go.
Oh, don't you dare. Oh, this is a brand new Canali suit. I'll get you for that. I'll be back and I'll run this whole country. You'll see. Private school boys will run everything, including the late, late. Ha ha. You'll see. You'll all see. I'm going to wreck the gaff.
Come back to us after this. Hup, hup, hup.
This is a very Brexit Christmas. Your favourite Christmas tunes reworked to celebrate Britain's exit from the European Union. Featuring the Theresa May bot.
My deal is bad, but I won't resign. The nation's broke in just 10 years' time. Simply having a miserable Brexit time. Simply having a miserable Brexit time.
Oh, good Lord, she's short-circuited.
Malfunction will self-destruct during live BBC debate.
And it wouldn't be Christmas without a jolly fat man in a Victorian suit, the one and only Boris.
Santa baby, I want to be the British PM. Not now, got me far too difficult. No, but rather when all this mess is finally over. Just hurry up and make me Churchill.
I can do it, I think it's jolly good. I said,
Think of all the columns I've typed. Yeah! Think of all the Tinder gals I haven't swiped.
I've made up some promises that I can't back up.
Quavers, like 350 million on that Brexit bus. Oops!
Also featuring hits from the Dickensian villain and colonial hangover, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Oh, her Brexit contract is frightful, and those Paddies are being so spiteful. It's true, I've no plan of my own still. Let her go. Now if only I'd someone to back me, though it wouldn't be long for they'd sack me. I don't know which way we should go, but let her go.
And the supervillain collective this tragic pantomime needs, the DUP.
Are you ready, Sammy? Ready to burn this place to the ground, Arlene?
I'd set Ulster in flames just to stick with the Queen. Hard border or not, it makes no odds to me. If you try to screw us, we'll screw you, Mrs. May. We're British, though different in every way.
With abortion?
No way.
And gay rights?
That's a nay.
Yes, apart from those horrible things, we're the same.
And the boys in the DUP old choir are singing by the sash, cause they've all forgot about the cash for ash.
No surrender to the EU, Sinn Féin, IRA, B&Q, Free State Alliance.
No surrender, we'd rather put Northern in a blender.
And in keeping with the tradition of giving him way more coverage than he deserves, Nigel Farage.
No, things are going very well. Lightbed refugees, lost our fisheries, fibs on a bus, don't look at us, Brexit is here, good British cheer, take back control, all on the dole. David Davis couldn't save us. Who can you trust? Don't look at us. So much to fear. It's been 2 years. It's an awful deal. We've no ideas.
We made a merry, merry, merry mess of Brexit.
Merry, merry, merry mess of Brexit.
There's the immigrants' fault.
That's a very Brexit Christmas coming soon if the borders of the ports near Kent are still open. Price to just $14.99. No, wait, it's dropping to $9.99 now. Wait, no, $2.99. Wow, it's collapsing. We'd burn us track. I wish it could be Brexit every day. Well, it will for the next 10 years the way things are going, gone.
Quavers.
RT News with Brian Jennings, a very good evening to you. The government has been forced into an embarrassing climb down after it emerged earlier today that Broadband Minister Richard Bruton is still alive. It's believed his death may have earlier been faked by Fine Gael in order to get out of delivering broadband to the regions. Micheál Lehane from our 500-strong political staff reports.
It was a sombre morning at the plinth as deputies queued up to pay tribute to the man they called John Bruton's brother.
Well, offers our thoughts and prayers are at this time with John Bruton's brother's family and friends. Unfortunately, his untimely death means we'll have to delay rural broadband a bit longer, but let's reflect on Mr. Bruton's achievements, such as... give us a few minutes.
I'm very important. I'm on television. First of all, I always thought that he'd replace me in the Department of Health, because that's usually what happens, isn't it? After you made a complete hames of your own ministry, you're replaced by Richard Bruton.
The minister replaced him in education. Joe McHugh had this to say.
Well, we have to pay tribute to the fact that he also proved himself more than capable of screwing up in the ministries he was in himself. For example, when he was in education, he outlawed history. And then I replaced him and all the schools just started falling down.
But not everyone was sad.
Oh, he's gone, is he? He tried to kill me off several times, but I was going nowhere fast. And now look who's having the last laugh. Shimon!
Oh, we're just hearing...
What?
We're just hearing news...
Oh, he's not dead. He's not dead, Ringer.
Ah, jeez, that's a pity. I was looking forward to that funeral. Yo!
in an incredible turn of events, it emerged that Richard Bruton was, in fact, still alive. It came to light when people began to notice him 2 hours into a speech about broadband.
Absolutely clear now from the Smith report that there was no undue influence because Dennis Nashon couldn't even influence his own shoelaces, to be fair. So broadband will now be rolled out a full year ahead of the deadline and just 15 years after everyone else in the civilised world got it.
Later, the Taoiseach denied that the government had faked Minister Bruton's death in order to get out of the broadband fiasco.
Well, I mean, honestly, look at Richard Bruton. Dead or alive? It's hard to tell the difference, TBF. Anyway, the whole rural broadband mess isn't our fault. Eamon Ryan promised it in 2007, then Pat Rabbit, same in 2012, then Alex White in 2014. You could ask them, but I presume they're all dead.
No, they're not.
No?
No.
Definitely Rabbit, at least.
No.
Serious?
Then Richard Bruton expressed his shock at news of his demise.
Well, I have to say I was very surprised. I thought they were just going to say that I'd broken my leg or my hard neck or something and we could just kick the whole thing down the road again.
Meanwhile, people in the west of Ireland welcomed the news that broadband will arrive eventually, someday. Maybe.
Rural Ireland's always less in the queue for any sort of investment or infrastructure. And this is not just about the Netflix. I can't book a flight. A flight! I can't pay my motor tax. And my husband is killed trying to download porn on his Nokia. That's not right.
Our was sick of this government and its empty promises. We didn't get a sandwich toaster till last year, and there's still no sign of the heroin. And I have a good mind to send a telegram up to President De Valera himself. Let him start it out.
But there was some relief that the minister is in fact still alive.
Well, I didn't know that he was after dying at all, but tis good news that he's back from the dead. I was always a big fan of his films, and I suppose he'll be getting back with Elizabeth Taylor now and all.
Micheál Lehan, the only one of the 500 political staff members you ever hear from, RT News.
Joined now by Evelyn Cusack and Jerry Murphy from Wet Erin to explain the confusing weather alerts, because I haven't the foggiest.
Well, there now, I don't think there was a fog weather warning in effect, but I did notice your car was very foggy when you got out of it earlier, Marion.
A useful tip at home, folks. Take the batteries out of the smoke detector, because you can't have a minute's peace with a duty-free box of silk-cut purple, honestly.
A purple warning is very in fashion right now.
But Evelyn, these warnings are very confusing. Today it's yellow for wind in all the counties that don't have the letter A in them, and it's orange for rain in Munster towns that have a nightclub named after a planet.
Yeah.
The mind is boggled.
Well, it's very straightforward there, hey, Marion. There's yellow, orange and red for wind, Auburn and dirty blonde warnings for rain, and storms are named after people we didn't like in school, hey.
Is there a rosé warning?
I have an update for Connacht. The weather alert has been upgraded to sunburnt Irish fella on his first foreign holiday, red.
Right. So does that mean the weather is better or worse?
Well, the furthest away I've been from Monaghan or Glasnevin was to Kildare, so I couldn't tell you how.
Another update. The rain warning increasing from it'll be grand but bring a jacket to wetter than a lost dolphin in the Liffey.
And what?
That means we won't see an end to the bad weather before people are back to work on Monday and following right through most of the week.
That is shocking.
Yes, Storm Diana could indeed...
No, not that. What? That people work on Mondays?
Yeah, Monday to Friday, Marion.
To Friday? 5 days in the 1 week? Who knew?
The high temperature / snow alert has just gone from blood orange to weather-beaten Armagh flag left in a ditch.
Also, we're hearing thousands of homes are without power in the west.
Yes, that's right, but we can't tell you if that's because of Storm Diana or if it's just because homes in the west generally haven't actually got electricity there yet now, hey.
Before you go, can you just clarify what you can and can't do in the event of an orange alert?
No unnecessary travel, but if you are having a row with your neighbour, you can walk as far as the shed to swear at them, so long as you're not wearing billowy clothes.
And a red warning?
Don't shout at your neighbour, just give them the fingers instead.
Right, but it's a yellow warning right now.
That's correct and right, yes.
So the main thing is that lunch in Rowley's is still on.
That's great.
It's Bloody Mary fantastic. Oh, hi.
You're going all the way, Mary Lou?
I beg your pardon, Deputy Marshal.
No, I mean in the lift. Are you going to the top floor?
Oh, yeah. What's it to you?
No, it's just normally I take the stairs, but I have to balance my matcha tea, my quinoa salad bowl, with my cider apple vinegar
smoothie.
I've
got mace, you know.
Gosh, there's no need for that. I was middle.
No, I've got a sandwich from Mace.
Oh, right, but I thought that... Oh, no, what's going on now?
What the actual...
This is very bad for my chakra going forward.
It's the bloody lift. It's stuck between floors. Yes, a piece of our crap. Come on!
Go easy now.
The bloody stupid, inefficient lift.
There's no need to go complete.
Caused by years of this government.
Calm down now, come on.
I'll burst it!
There's no need to panic here, Mary Lou. I'm sure they'll have it running again in a minute.
Don't give me that psycho mumbo jumbo yoga crap.
I'm sensing quite a lot of pent up aggression here, Mary Lou. Why don't you sit down?
Oh, here we go again with the ridiculous questions and the ballyragging.
Ballyragging, I love that programme. Very young Colin Farrell.
It's all abstention this, abstention that. Listen.
No,
there's a qualitative difference between taking a seat in Westminster. I meant,
why don't we sit down and wait calmly for the lift to be fixed? You know, it is always getting stuck here in the Dáil. There really should be an investigation.
And Sinn Féin will cooperate fully with any investigation, Count Carla.
It is Michal. Look, I sense your chakras are totally out of line, Mary Lou. You really need to centre yourself.
We've been moving very close to the centre, thank you very
much. Give me some visual aids for relaxation. Think of your happy place.
Happy place? Well, it's not here with you, right?
No, focus on the positive.
Well, I don't see how this could possibly...
You could be stuck here with the Taoiseach.
Oh, that smug little...
Calm yourself now.
Suppose this is the least worst option.
There you are. Of course, you have a natural affinity with me because, you used to be a member of Fianna Fáil.
Before I saw sense, deputy.
Ah, no, your alkaline levels are rising there again. Come on.
Oh, I'd absolutely burst Leo if he was here. I'd reef him out of this lift and I'd totally...
Now, Mary Lou, and tell me about your happy place going forward.
Focusing on the future, not having to constantly answer questions about the past.
No.
The past.
No more.
Oh, if only I could go back to that.
Yes.
Happy, happy place.
Exactly, leading your own party into government.
Yeah, my own party of the past, my destiny.
Well...
Like a soldier of destiny.
No, let's not go... Maybe try that button again. Come on now.
Where I could be the lead soldier.
Stop it now.
The leader of a different party.
And this stupid, bloody, inefficient lift caused by years of this government. I'll burst the whole thing open.
Oh, be careful. You're going to drop your... look at that. Your chakra's in bits.
As your president, one suggests that you subscribe to Kaelin's Kicks on podcast via iTunes or Acast or indeed Spotify and other podcast platforms to keep up to date with past and present episodes. Kaelin's Kicks has been running for 5 years now, which is probably long enough. I mean, it should just gracefully retire now. Long terms offer people of special import.
There you are, Avicoli.
What?
You have to go to the study to start the audit of your expenses.
No. I don't interfere in such grubby matters as expenses.
Oh?
Fire up the engines of my Learjet.
Where are you going this time?
No, I'm not going anywhere. The presidential dogs, Broad, August Shoulder, and I have just had a bath. It's the best way to blow dry our beautiful flowing manes.
Oh, you can't be wasting all that.
Yes, I can. I am the president.
Oh.
For life.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk. Move the Dáil.
Welcome back. The latest homeless figures show a further increase. We're joined by Sister Stanislaus Kennedy from Focus Ireland.
Hello, Pat.
And People Before Progress, TD Breed Coppinger.
Fat cat, big wig, bourgeois, everything I do it for you. Corporation trampling over walking people.
Sister Stan, what can be done to stop this terrible crisis?
Well, we have to get building all over Ireland.
Yeah, we could flatten Ballymount. It already looks like a deserted wasteland.
What?
And since TV3 quietly cancelled my show, it won't affect moi.
It's not enough. We need to get building. Drogheda, Douglas, Donegal.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Dublin, Dorky.
Well, Dorky is very rocky. A bit of a troublesome outcrop, really. Not very suitable.
In fact, there was a great site out there that recently got turned down because...
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. I think the phone line is bad, Sister Stan.
But...
But I'm in the studio sitting next to you.
Yeah, Breed Coppinger, do you want to comment on this?
To pick up on what Sister Stan was saying about the objections in Dorky, which are an absolute...
Yes, this is the story of the little guy sticking it to the man...
No.
...and forcing a shutdown of a huge, ugly building complex that would have been...
It was a victory for the elites.
A blight on an incredible vista.
Over the working people who need apartments.
A victory over the nasty developers.
No.
The bigwig corporate petty flu, fat cat, black hat.
Hey, that's my line, and I would have said fat pat.
A dreadful development that would have blocked out the sunshine from the East Wing master sitting rooms of hard-working Dorkyites.
You know, there's only one house on that site in Dorky, and they could have built hundreds and hundreds
of... I'm afraid we've just run out of time.
The show's only been on for a minute and a half.
Join us tomorrow, where we discuss the plague of NIMBYism on society. Well, we'll see. We mightn't have time for that item. Coming up next, Peter Casey presents his news talk show, Stirring the Pot, which he hopes will be sponsored by... Dino Rod. Yeah. For too long, this has been the sound of rural Ireland dialing up to the internet. But no more! The National Broadband Plan is back on track. After an independent investigation that took just 6 weeks, even though most of them take 10 years, the process has been found to be completely clean. You can download the full report by simply moving to Dublin or the East Coast where there's Wi-Fi. It found the minister and the only bidder had 27 dinners, a few lunches, a karaoke night, 14 chats at the Urineland Temple Bar, but never once spoke to each other about the 500 million euro contract breathing down their necks. No one took notes, so you'll just have to take their word for it. The National Broadband Plan will be great for businesses. Not for the rural businesses, obviously. They're too backward and slow. They can't even send an email, for goodness sake. But for big businesses, that's why the cost has gone from 500 million to 3 billion euro. The most expensive state contract ever, so it must be good. Benefiting many consortium partners, like Activo, owned by You might know him from such controversies as the Mariarty investigation into, believe it or not, the awarding of a state contract, and the investigation into the buying of Siteserve, now known as Activo, and also the investigation into the mining of data from INM. But Leslie Buckley has stepped down from there, to be fair, to spend more time on the board of Activo. It's all connected, unlike rural towns and villages. And if you're angry and you want to protest, Activo will even provide the barriers to keep your back from the impartant people, just like they did during the Pope's visit. 5 million's worth! Never let it be said a tribunal affects your chances of winning state contracts. What a wonderful country, full of opportunity! The National Broadband Plan, brought to you by the Government of Ireland, selling the nation one botched contract at a time. So where else would you get it? Yo! Oh, I'm at the On Post TK Red Lemonade Pete Burkett Irish Book Awards. These are the highlights on the radio, so it's probably 3 a.m. where you're listening. So many authors are here making human contact for the one and only time this year. Some people are here every year. Diarmuid Ferriter, good afternoon to you.
I'm not hanging around, Joe. This building, the Burlington Hotel.
The Adam Clayton One Tree Hill at the Burlington, I think it's called nowadays.
It was the site of a massacre of peasant Catholics.
Oh, dear God. Cromwell, was it?
No, the Kerry teams used to have their All-Ireland dinners here in the 80s. Oh. Slaughtered they were.
Oh, God. Okay, well, Tuesday night is a strange night for an awards ceremony, but totally coincidentally, it happens to be the cheapest night and also the only night Graham Norton was free to fly over and attend. Graham, on line two, go ahead.
It's great to be on your show, Joe, but I am phoning it in from my table because this is all so beneath me. And would you mind telling them in Montrose to stop calling? I'm not going to do the late. I won't.
On that note, Ryan, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, I'm here to present the Ryan Chubbity Listener's Choice Award book.
Yeah, there's even a James Patterson novel in it. Ryan.
Yes, proving once again my listeners are a law unto themselves. I'm surprised they didn't put Nathan Carter's colour in autobiography into it. Oh, I'm wasted on these people.
Lots of sponsored awards tonight. They're about to present the Kittensoft Anne Enright Memorial Miserable Irish Childhood Novel of the Year, followed by the Agriland Fertiliser Settling Old Scores Memoir 2018. Dave Fanning is more.
Yeah. Instagram nuisance James Kavanagh has just won
one cookbook of the year. He's an influencer, but there's more effluent than influence about those social media idiots, if you ask me. I saw more words on the hand dryer and the toilets than in that book. Of course, the book most people have lied about finishing is coming up later. The milkman is a shoe-in for that. Yeah, good luck.
Get out of me, man!
Oh, dear, Davy Fitz has just lost out in the sports book award.
Davy.
Go on.
Hard to take, Joe, it's hard to take.
Why did you lose? Why?
Well, a lot of stuff went on out there, you know, but
such as
not for me to comment on.
Well, go on, you have to tell us.
You're not going
to
draw me on it. You're not going to draw me on it, Joe.
You feel hard done by?
Dark forces out there, dark forces, Joe.
And tell me, where's the actual author of your book, Dave?
In the kitchen, Joe, with all the other ghostwriters eating the leftovers.
We have dark to go. Times. I just found out that the book of the year isn't even given out tonight. The public have to vote again, like some sort of Nice Treaty Awards show. It's almost as if nobody really cares about this at all. Oh, dear.
Hello.
Hi, Peach.
Quentin, Polly, great to see you in your cellar.
The Government Information Service cellar.
Yeah, look, we should be in full re-election mode, but it's all feeling a little bit damp squibby at the mo.
It's Malachy, Tish.
Civil servant, dude.
We can't do any of our usual game-changing, future-proofing, brand-defining, cutting-edge, innovation, obfuscation, communications plans like we used to back in the Stratcom days.
Oh, my spin unit, RIP. So what have you guys got for me?
We've got some big announcements. A quicker, cheaper online passport service.
Snore.
Climate action fun stuff.
Yawn.
We have some more vague regeneration project 2040 nonsense.
And let's keep that nice and vague too.
Yeah.
I don't want any expectations that we'll actually deliver anything while I'm still in office.
Hurling has just been recognised by UNESCO as part of the hashtag intangible heritage list.
Photo op.
You in a tight sports jersey and short shorts with one of those sticks passing the little white ball to a couple of kids.
Children. They're a little bit human.
Or a dog maybe. A hound.
Hurling is just a little bit turf munchery. I'll give it a tweet, but that's it.
Storm Diana, there must be some down DSB lines and trees you could examine in high viz.
Now you're talking. Redo the classics. What else?
It's toy show time. Let's find a really nerdy kid whose hero is Leo Varadkar. Well, maybe we could hire a child actor.
Surely we can find one real kid who hero worships me, Quentin.
Totally, and you surprise him live on the toy show with a prize, like a visit to government buildings or something. To parts of it not even you have seen, like the department that looks after poor people.
I love it. This is so much better than boring regeneration project announcements, and it will make a nice change from...
Oh no, you said the word!
Oh, hi, Malachy.
Did somebody say change?
Oh.
We're not fans of change around here. We don't hire child actors to pretend to like the Taoiseach, and we don't go begging for spots on the toy show of all things.
Begging? Oh my god, no. I play squash with Tubbs. He would lap this up, man.
We arrange for the Taoiseach to appear in the evening news to discuss policy papers, documents and such as and when it is appropriate.
But
always have, always will.
Yeah, but...
Always have, always will.
Listen, I was just leaving anyway. I think I have a regeneration project to announce. I can just feel my ratings soar already.
Taoiseach, don't leave us here with...
Later, guys.
Now, staff, who wants to write up a press release about the sheep welfare scheme?
No!
I'll get the fax machine warmed up.
Callan's Kicks. Hashtag lol.